How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. Good morning.
Did you in your wildest dreams think that this ad would gather as much attention as it has?
No, not at all.
There are many, including many we've had on the program in the last couple of days, who believe that it is racist because it depicts a Chinese person as uneducated, as someone who is not of means. It's not a depiction of the average person from China. How would you respond to that?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how I'd describe the average person in China. I think the average person in China still is living in rural China, uneducated. A rural Chinese person speaking English is a pretty good accomplishment. You know, the bottom line here is, there's people who are sensitive to it. There are people who are very, very sensitive to the discussion that we're starting here, not about, you know, that part of the ad, but about the spending. And the spending that has been going on, creating huge deficits, accumulating the debt, and jeopardizing our future. This is a discussion that is hitting home, that has to be addressed, because our economic policies are hurting job creation and job growth in the United States. That's a fact that everybody knows. It's a fact some people don't want to talk about, that China's having 9% growth, annual growth rates, while the U.S. is struggling along at 2% economic growth.
Is the ad racist? Do you worry that folks over in China may not want to do business with you if you were a United States senator?
Not at all. This talks about there are people who are out bashing China each and every day for a whole range of issues. This just says China is doing, and China is taking advantage of the opportunity that we are providing to them by the economic decisions that we are making here in the United States. It takes Washington to task. It doesn't take China to task.
All right. Now, bottom line is you are accusing of Senator Debbie Stabenow of spending way beyond our means and just spending taxpayer dollars too much.
That's exactly right. You take a look at what has happened to spending since Nancy Pelosi became Speaker of the House and Terry Reid became the majority leader in the U.S. Senate, since President Obama moved into the White House, and our spending has exploded. And the president will release his budget on February 13. Take a look at what he's projecting for deficits into the long-term future. The Senate Budget Committee, on which Debbie is a member, they haven't passed a budget in more than 1,000 days. And Harry Reid just said last week that the Democrat-controlled Senate will not pass a budget again in 2012. So the Democrat-controlled Senate will go 1,400 days, almost 4 years without passing a budget.
All right, Congressman, you may be one of the smartest people that I've talked to, one of the brightest for sure. Now, bear with me here for about 10 or 15 seconds, because this is information that we Googled and we found. And, Hoekstra, this according to information that we found, Hoekstra voted for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout, supported raising the debt limit and trillions of dollars in budget-busting deficit increases. Hoekstra rubber stamp Bush deficit busting budgets. Hoekstra votes increased debt by 46%. Hoekstra voted to increase the debt limit at least 5 times. This goes on and on and on, all the way back to 2002. So I think it could be said, if we look at some of this information, even if some of it is correct, that you have spent money too.
Like you said, we've taken a hard look at this. I am more than willing to put up my record on spending versus Debbie's record on spending. I sat on a budget committee. We made the choices that enabled us to balance the budget for 4 years when I was on the budget committee with John Kasich. That is a sharp and a stark contrast to what Debbie Stabenow has put out there. Did I vote to increase the debt limit? We voted for it in 2 years. One, when we were on a glide path to get to a balanced budget. The second was when we were at war. And, Tony, when we've got our men and women in Iraq in Afghanistan, I am not going to shut down government and pull the resources away from them as they are doing what we are asking them to do, and they're putting their lives on the line.
Congressman,
there may be other people that would have voted to shut down government and to do that. I would not.